Good morning. I just want to say a couple of things about the Hogans to kind of introduce them to you. This is Tom and Wendy Hogan. They're with Forward Edge, a ministry that does a lot of outreach in different places around the world. They currently work in Oaxaca, Mexico, and my son and I have been down there on a missions trip with them. They were amazing facilitators. We got to work with putting floors in homes in this little tiny village. It was an amazing experience. We got to work with an eye clinic and do some help do some upgrades there. We kind of did a construction mission, I guess is what you'd call it. But it was really impactful for our lives, and it was really wonderful. But even more than that, I really love Tom and Wendy. They really love the Lord, but they really love people too. And so Tom and Wendy.
Thank you, guys. We're just happy to be here with you this morning, and I recognize a few scattered faces out there. How many know us? How many actually know us? One, two, three. There's like a handful of people. We're just happy to be here, and thank you, Pastor Derek, for this opportunity to share just really super briefly. We've got 10 minutes, and I've got my phone, and I'm going to put it on timer and click, and when it goes beep, beep, my time is done. No, not really. I'm not going to do that. But the Lord is good, and we'll just do the symbology thing, yeah. We're thrilled to be doing what God has called us to do. We've been in Oaxaca for about 6 years now. Later on next month, it'll be 6 years, and that seems amazing to me. But God has done some wonderful things, and basically the reason that we're here is to kind of represent not only us, obviously, but the ministry called Forward Edge International, and that's the group that we're working with and have been working with for many, many years. Now we're full-time with them, and the Lord has just kind of plugged us into a place called Oaxaca, Mexico. It's just way on the southern curve section of Mexico on the Pacific side, and it's a beautiful area. It's a beautiful, beautiful state. It's very poor. The problem with Oaxaca is it's so remote from the rest of Mexico, and the poverty is so endemic. It's just really, really major issue. So that's what the Lord has called us to, the place that the Lord has called us to. You can just let them scroll through if you want, or just punch them through, however you want to do it, just so you guys get an idea. You might recognize some of the people in some of these photos. But the scripture talks about God's heart for the poor. And you probably have read a lot of those passages, but the Lord says that if you lend to the poor, if you give to the poor, you're lending to the Lord. And the Lord says that those that help the poor are really doing it in the name of the Lord. And there's just a special place in God's heart for poverty-stricken people. And those are the people that we're focusing on, this very marginalized group of people that we're working with. And like Marcy said, we're going into different communities and doing some physical things. I believe that God has called us to do evangelism with our mouth, evangelism with our actions, evangelism with our words, and with our good works. Do you guys believe that? I don't know if you believe that or not. I think you believe that. I mean, this is a good, godly church. And by the way, we're thrilled that you're taking over the theater for the name of the Lord. This is awesome. This is really cool. I just think it's really cool. There's a great passage in Isaiah 61. Chapter 61. I'm not even going to look it up because you guys know it. It says, the Spirit of the Lord is what? Spirit of the Lord is upon me, and he has anointed me. God has anointed us, not just us, but he's anointed Dave and Flory, who are friends from, I don't know, 30, 40, 50 years ago, someplace around there. Almost, not quite. A long time ago. But he's anointed us. He's anointed you. He's anointed the body of Christ to do these different things that it says in Isaiah 61, to set the captives free, to bring good news to the poor, to open prison doors, to all these kind of things. And the Lord has called us to do that. And we're here just to invite you, if the Lord puts it on your heart, to join us. These are our buddies, Victor and Letty. Victor and Letty. So, you know, we basically what we do is We run a children's feeding program. We're feeding about 85, 87, 89 kids, something like that, 4 days a week. And we're teaching the scriptures to them. We're all kinds of different stuff. And we're involved in their families, not just with the children, but with the families as well. We like to do really practical things like put in concrete floors, like build chicken coops, like all kinds of crazy stuff, water filtration systems that are just a benefit to the community. But during the time that we're doing all of that, we're preaching the gospel with them, to them. And we're imparting the love of God to them. And especially the children, because that's kind of our focus right now is with the children. How many love children? I see there's a bunch of people with lots of kids around here and just working up the stairs with you. And that's awesome. That's a blessing. So that's where our heart is. That's where our heart is to minister to these kiddos. And there they are. And for the moms are just, yeah. Yeah, so I'm going to let Wendy just share a little bit. She's got some stuff she wants to share with you. And again, we are so thrilled to be here on behalf of Forward Edge. And our home church here is Door of Hope across the way here. We were there last night and just happy to be back in Fairbanks enjoying the brisk cold weather.
So you see what I have on right here is called ropa tipica, or traditional clothing of Oaxaca. This is all hand embroidered and so forth. I wanted to wear it today so that you guys would have a chance to get an idea of what the colorful people of Oaxaca are like. There's 155 languages spoken in Oaxaca. We're sorry we don't have the map that was supposed to go up there. Some materials were supposed to be sent here, and they didn't get here in time. But we will be able to talk to you guys after the service as well and hand out, for those who might be interested, some information on Oaxaca. We can give you our websites. You can check out the possibility of bringing a team down, because it's teams that make a difference, that come in and love on these kids and give them opportunities to bring up their chances for good opportunities and benefits for their lives, in whether it's education or in the feeding program itself. So we're here today to push for the child sponsorship program, which we have business cards that we can pass out to people, have the Forward Edge website on it. We will. And yes. And also for teams, I mentioned that, but we would love to see a team come from all different areas of Fairbanks to come and work together. You probably saw a few familiar faces of Craig Bourne. And I know he's family, and he was on one of those teams. We had a young man from the Presbyterian Church on that team. That was Stephen Fick, and several from Door of Hope. So when we next week, Tom is going to be sharing on Saturday at Door of Hope, and then on Sunday we are going to have a get together, a potluck, at 5:30. And we're going to be, it's a missions potluck. We're going to be sharing much more in depth what we're doing and who we are and who we're representing. And so we're going to close this right now because we don't want to take any more of your time. But we will be here after the service, and we are more than happy to pass out a few prayer cards if you promise to pray for us. And we'll make sure more come your way to give out next week. And we want you to come next week at 5:30 at Door of Hope's lower building. It's 270 Fair Hill Road, and we'd love to see you there.
And thank you again. God bless you.